I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Too long I dared not believe it. For too long I feared to even hope for it. Yet my eyes have seen it. My own eyes have beheld it. Long have I dreamed of this day. How many years for this did I pray? Oh, my loving God, how kind you are to grant me this grace promised from so far. Who am I to deserve such as this? You sustained my life for this day so I wouldn't miss. When he promised me that I would see this day, I was stunned into silence to think of the way. My soul leaped in joy and faith. My heart nearly stopped as I considered such grace. Could it possibly be that a man such as me would be able to see the highest day in history? He gave me that promise in a dream of a night, at a time when my life, all I wanted were wings to take flight. So sad was my soul, so hopeless my spirit, so lonely was my body that I wanted no one near it. Why did he wait? For what did he delay? And when would his justice our enemies repay? When would his right hand bring wickedness to an end? And how long would it be before our comforter he would send? It was in that dark night of doubt and despair that he sent his gracious spirit gliding on air. He awakened me from sleep that night with words of a promise that filled me with delight. Though I was old and advanced in years, he had heard my prayers and seen my tears. You know, the voice of God is not easily heard, but awesome it was, and I remember every word. Hail, Simeon, devout and right. The Lord has heard your complaint tonight. You will not taste death's final travail until your eyes behold the consolation of Israel. The reality of that precious promise made my soul quake. I sat bolt upright, full awake. In utter awe, my body shook. For into these things angels and holy men long to look. Yet here was given a sweet promise for me that the Messiah of Israel my eyes would see. All these years we'd waited so long, I learned in a moment that my doubts about him were all wrong. Now that promise came several years ago. And I must confess, I'll have you know, that though his promises are right and true, I began to grow weary, waiting day and night. But today began like any other day. In fact, it was very normal in every way. I always do what I was required to do. I was to serve at the temple from 9 until noon. As I walked to work, there were concerns in my heart whether my service at temple played any significant part. You see, even holy things, when seen every day, can lose their glorious luster through eyes of clay. Yet one thing I've learned in my 80 years is to pray to my God through joy or tears. And I was praying to him all along the way when the Spirit revealed that today would be the day. Another thing I've learned, and I'll just pass this along, it comforts my soul to pray in song. So in nervous hope, I sang in my spirit. But an angelic choir somewhere near, I could hear it. And I looked around expecting heaven's glory, but no one else seemed aware of this unfolding story. In fear and trembling, I entered the temple court. I walked slowly forward, leaning on the wall for support. When quietly to my right, appeared a young family, I sensed that God Almighty was standing beside me. I looked at the father and the mother too, but it was that little baby. I didn't know what to do. A spirit within me nearly burst my heart. I trembled and shook and nearly fell apart. There welled up within me such an overwhelming joy. The tears filled my eyes, and as I reached for that baby boy, with the biggest smile ever seen on my face, I lifted him up between earth and space. I swung him around and then tenderly held him near. At least I scared the little lad, and he shed a tear. But he seemed quite content and smiled just a bit. But when I looked at the mother, she thought I'd lost my wits. And then these words came to me from God, no doubt. I spoke them loudly, which for me was quite odd. I held him gently close to my chest. In my arms, God had come in human flesh. I ignored the crowd that had reverently drawn near. I turned my face to heaven so the world could hear. Oh, blessed Lord, in peace I can now depart, for you have granted to me the desire of my heart. My eyes have seen the Lord's salvation, a brilliant, bright light to the Gentile nations. You have sent him forth for all to see, for Israel, your chosen, incarnate glory. When I opened my eyes, I was surprised to see the father and mother staring a hole in me. It was clear they wondered at the words that I'd said, and the crowd stood silent, sculpted columns of lead. Then the father dropped to his knees, gazed at their baby, and said, "Who could this boy be?" But the eyes of the mother, black like a well, guarded treasured mysteries not meant to tell. Her eyes were filled with wonder and delight, yet circled around with holy fright. She knew this boy possessed a glow that began in heaven like God's rainbow. As I handed him back, she took him with care. She fixed his blanket and tousled his hair. She looked at me and smiled with grace. I smiled too, and then I turned my face. I turned away. I didn't hold her stare. I had to tell her what I couldn't bear. The spirit within me was speaking again, and to remain silent would have been a sin. But how could I tell her such painful words? I didn't want this moment disturbed. There's more to that child than can be seen. He's a little baby boy, but a newborn king. The coming of a new king will cause some to rejoice, but only those of a similar voice. For others, a new king can be a bitter pain. Evil men always reject a righteous reign. So I blessed the young family, especially the child. I pulled them close and I tried to smile. I opened my mouth, my speech not perfected, and I spoke to the mother as the Spirit directed. "Listen, dear lady, O favored one, I have a message about your son." "Speak on," said she with clear voice. "God will give me strength to bear his choice." "Right you are. What you say is true. But this message I have means pain for you. For the child you hold has been foretold by all of the prophets since the days of old. He has been appointed by God to wield the scepter of blessing and the judgment rod. He will become Isaiah's cornerstone, the only sure foundation in him alone. Some will accept him, few, not all. Most will reject him and be crushed by the fall. Those who accept him will be able to fly, and they will soar on the heights and never die. All Israel will be divided over him. To some, a godly preacher. To others, a preacher of sin. To those in spiritual darkness, he will be a great light. But to the professing bright ones, he will be a dark night. The religious leaders will oppose his life. They will fill every day with strife. They will malign his name and your name too. Cruel and unspeakable things they'll do. His life will be a sign to this wicked generation. Like a sword, they will pierce him without hesitation. But the Spirit of God will protect his soul till every word of the law has reached its goal. And yet, in the end, he will be judge. In the face of evil, he will never budge. His wisdom and power for a time will be concealed. But by your Son, all of the thoughts of every heart will be revealed. All these things your eyes will behold, and like a sword through you, it will pierce your soul. And may God forgive me if too much I've told you. And she quietly bowed her head, and a tear formed on her cheek. I wanted to say 1,000 things, but I couldn't even speak. Her husband held her, and her lips silently moved. She was praying. So I did too. After a moment, she looked up, and the husband gave me the 2 turtle doves. He presented 5 shekels, the redemption price, and I turned to offer the sacrifice. After I washed, with the traditional words, I prayed, and then they turned and slowly walked away. They wound their way through the crowd, and when they passed through the gates, I wept out loud. I collapsed on the steps of the temple and wept. I wept for joy. And then I laughed, and I laughed some more. The salvation of Israel I had held in my arms. The hope of Israel had finally come, the holy and the righteous one. The long-forgotten promise is true. As God had said, I will make my dwelling with you. The God of promise, who is always near, has entered human flesh, and this day he is here. Oh, promise of promise, how can it be that finite man has embraced eternity? Can he who is without time take on a body like yours and mine? Can he who does not slumber or sleep become a little child with midnight dreams? Can he who is without beginning or end be born in a town of Bethlehem? Can he who is spirit and without form don human fabric and with flesh be adorned? Can he who is holy and righteous and just live in our space and become one of us? Can he whom no one has ever seen descend visibly into humanity? Abraham's promise at last has come true. Messiah is born, the joy of the Jews. The dwelling of God is now with men, and as a tiny baby, he has entered in. I never imagined that he would come like this. My joy is hard to express. What joy divine floods my soul, and this joy I would have the whole world to know. That today I held the sovereign king, and from the depths of my soul I wish I could sing. I do not care what others will think, for my life today is on the brink. The end of my days is drawing near, and I want one thing to be crystal clear. This baby's coming was foretold long ago, and this is a message intended to cover the globe. Salvation, it's true, is from the Jews. God had in mind the Gentiles too. For all the world is this glorious news for every human being, including each one of you. So during these fast and fretful days, don't neglect to stop and sing his praise. The little baby boy, born a king, came to set our souls free so we could sing. And today, my singing soul is complete, because the Savior of my soul, he did meet. Something happened when I lifted him in the air. It's as if that boy took every one of my cares. But more than the cares, something deep within that little baby boy took my every sin. Won't you with me embrace that joy and open your heart and worship that baby boy? And now in peace I can depart, full of days and full of heart. I embrace the Savior in my arms today. Won't you do the same before you go away? Let's pray. Father, in your word, you have given us promises. You said, I will make my dwelling among you. I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. You promised to make a covenant of peace, an everlasting covenant, and let your sanctuary be in our midst forever. You said, my dwelling place I will make with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And then we read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh, and he dwelt among us. And Lord Jesus, that's you, the fullness of God in human form. And God, we praise you. We thank you so much for coming and being a part of this crazy world. And I pray that this time of year, we would be able to know the fullness of joy that you said you came to bring us. Having our sins washed away by faith in your Son, we ask, Lord, that you would fill our hearts with the clean joy of knowing that all of our sins are washed away. And Jesus, we know that's what you came to do. Accomplish our salvation, perfectly complete. And Father, we thank you that we can remember and rejoice in this time of the year. So Jesus, we praise you. Amen.